Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Friday, March 29th. From our fantastic core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Michael C. Wright. And Michael, you got a new MVP ladder that has dropped, and we got a little bit of movement up top. You love to see it because we have some tremendous play that we have been able to witness here. Nikola Jokic still at that number one spot, but it's Luka Doncic who's helped Dallas to five straight wins, moving up to number two. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at number three. Giannis is at number four, and Jason Tatum still rounding out the top five, though Boston a tough loss last night, second loss to Atlanta in the last 4 days, 123-122 overtime loss. In Atlanta, another big game last night was New Orleans Pelicans with a win against Milwaukee, 107-100. And with that being said, I want to get into it. It was a big win for the Pelicans. And I feel like everyone that we look at, every game, there's such a tremendous amount of significance now thanks to the play-in tournament, and in particular in the Western Conference. All of these teams doing everything they can to stay out of the play-in and be in one of those top seeds. And when you look at the 4 through 8 spots, it is extremely tight, separated by just 3 games. You got the Clippers, the Pelicans, Dallas, Phoenix, Sacramento, all battling in there. So with that being said, Michael, when you look at these teams and in those four in particular, I guess there's still an outside chance. The Lakers, they're sitting in the 9th spot, just a game and a half back of 8. But those four teams, who are you most interested in to see how they finish here in the remaining 10 games of this regular season?
I think, Sarah, that's sort of a tie between the Mavericks and the Suns, obviously, because the Mavericks have just been on fire lately, talking about 9-1 over their last 10 games. Luka, he's been going crazy. And I just like what they've done as a team. You know, they surrounded Kyrie and Luka with all kinds of athleticism with, you know, with that trade deadline move with PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford. So the lob is a thing in Dallas now. It's Lob City. And, you know, they've sort of changed up their attack in that, like, they used to really rely on a lot of three-pointers from some of the supporting cast. Guys like Dante Exum, Tim Hardaway Jr., they lived and died by that. But now they're not shooting as many threes. And it's weird because it seems like they're not shooting as many threes, but they have more open threes than they've had before because of the damage that they can do in the mid-range and in the paint. So that's also helped them defensively. They are a team that's committed to stopping people. So I like what I'm seeing out of Dallas, and it's just, for me, it's really cool to see a team sort of switch its identity midstream and be successful with it. The Suns, I'm very intrigued with them and concerned because, Sarah, they got a squad. They got some players.
And, yes, I do.
And you're just like, what is going on here? And then the crazy thing about it to me is that when you talk to people in that organization, when you talk to the players, they really don't express any concern with what's going on right now. But you're running out of time. We're coming into the last month of the season, and I'm not sure that the Suns want to be sitting right there in that seventh spot and, you know, have to play in the play-in, because if they do end up in the play-in, I think as of right now, they'd end up with the Kings, and the Kings have been pretty good. Domantas Sabonis, look what he's doing. Triple doubles later. What's he got, like 54, 55 straight double doubles, something like that?
It's wild. It's wild.
Yeah. So to me, it sets up to be a really interesting finish or sprint to the finish. And if we're looking at the play-in tournament, as of right now, we would be looking at the Lakers and the Warriors in the 9-10 game and then the Suns and the Kings in the 7-8. How fun would that be? You got LeBron, AD, and, you know, the Warriors, you know, they're guys, Steph and Draymond and Klay. And, you know, is this the end for them? There's all kinds of storylines there. So I'm interested to see what happens.
There's tons of storylines. And to your point, it's interesting. Phoenix is so fascinating to me, too, because then you look at the rest tonight. We got some heavy hitters tonight. Yeah. I know we are in the midst of March Madness, and there's a lot of good college hoops games. The women's Sweet 16 beginning here today, and the men's continuing on as well. But you've got a Phoenix team that's at Oklahoma City tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern on NBA TV. But Minnesota's in Denver. And we're looking at this mix of teams staying out of the play-in, but I also think the fascinating part is you don't know, you might get the sixth seed and end up playing the Denver Nuggets, or just how things are all situated. Dallas tonight at Sacramento, who you mentioned, the Kings, but the Mavs just smacked them on Tuesday night. But Phoenix to me is the most intriguing, to your point, because of who they have, the struggles they have had in the fourth quarter, which continue to be perplexing, and then the way that their schedule looks. So I mentioned they're at Oklahoma City, but they got to go to New Orleans. They'll see Cleveland, but then they got Minnesota. They've got New Orleans again. They play the Clippers twice to then finish out the year at Sacramento and at Minnesota. So they have got a very, very challenging final stretch of the season. And the play-ins are always tricky. I mean, I think you look at these games and it's like you don't know what's going to happen in a one-game scenario, especially where teams fall. So I'm very interested to see if in some ways they continue to put things together. I love how Dallas has been playing. And when you mention that too, I think just for as much as the complimentary pieces around Luka and around Luka and Kyrie, I feel like Kyrie and Luka have just figured out how to play well off of one another together. You see them more, but you could just tell like the small nuances, the chemistry. They're both extraordinarily intelligent basketball players with how they see the floor. But the injuries that you dealt with, or Kyrie missing time throughout the course of the year, I now think since there's been a consistency, like you could just get a good feel. And to me, like closing time and closing things out, all of that stuff is very intriguing to me with what the Mavs can do, not just in how they close out the season, but just in general here as we start to inch towards the postseason.
Agreed. And I think it's only going to improve. And then, like, you know, when I was talking about defense, I think when your two biggest stars actually buy into what Jason Kidd and that coaching staff is trying to do, that is just going to spread throughout the rest of the team. And that's why you've seen them play as well as they have on the defensive end lately. So, yes, the Mavs are I think they're going to get even better.
Yeah, and we're talking about the Mavs, what can happen. Obviously, this is going to be fun to watch the play-ins, to see what the matchups are like. And I feel like every single one has a storyline. I still, until someone knocks off the Denver Nuggets, to me, they are still at the top of the top. And they are the team I would be most concerned with playing or have the least amount of concerns about here as you head into the postseason. But for you, after the Nuggets, or unless you want to tell me you have a different team that is your favorite here in the West, who do you think the second best team is? Because we've seen highs and lows. We've seen inconsistent. What do you want to talk about? The Clippers.
Ooh,
they look like world beaters, and then they're inconsistent. Oklahoma City, obviously, is just absolutely stacked and extraordinary. But where does the youth factor in? Karl Anthony Towns not being there for the Timberwolves. The list goes on of every team you can kind of look at something. Who's your second best team at this point, or that you have the most trust in going into the postseason? It could be a play-in team. You could make our producer Peter Cowder happy and say the Lakers. I'll roll with you with anything.
I think right now, and there's obviously the concern with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and that quad contusion he's got, but that is the type of injury that will heal up right around when it's time to go to the playoffs. To me, just typically what you see in those types of injuries. And so, you know, I don't trust Minnesota just on a night-to-night basis. We've talked about Anthony Edwards and why I never have him really high on the MVP ladder in the rankings. And it's just some nights he shows up, some nights he doesn't. So there's inconsistency. And then Karl Anthony Towns, that's a problem. So to me, I like Oklahoma City second, but they're – like, we keep talking about the Mavericks. To me, they're one of the teams that a lot of these teams don't want to see in the playoffs. I seriously think that potential opponents are like, okay, we got to avoid that three. Like, Oklahoma City and Dallas, what a series that would be. That would be out of – man, I hope that actually happens, because I know I'd be covering it since both of those teams are sort of in my geographic area. But – Oklahoma City second right now. And then, like, the Clippers, like you mentioned, they're world beaters one day. And then, you know, like, to be honest, James Harden just has not played very well here lately. They've lost, six of their last 10 games. So I just don't know what to think about the Clippers right now. And maybe it's just a matter of them sort of coasting a little bit. I don't know. But it just seems like maybe they're coasting or trying to, you know, like, save their energy for when it really counts in the playoffs. I don't know, but you can't continue to do that, because you're going to fall further in the standings. And like you mentioned, you don't want to see, you know, maybe Denver or Oklahoma City in the first round, or Dallas. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out.
I'm extremely impressed with Dallas. And I also think just figuring out, yes, Luka and Kyrie, but to your point about figuring out the complementary pieces, the trades that were made, that Jason Kidd figuring out how to push the right buttons in terms of lineup combinations. I have trust that Phoenix in some ways is going to figure it out. I just still wonder about the rest of the supporting cast. I'm going to put my trust in the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have given me no reason other than youth, other than inexperience. They have given me no reason to think that when the playoffs come around, the consistency of how they've been playing, what they've been doing, cannot be translated into that. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been in your top five of your MVP ladder. To me, he has always played with a maturity and a sophistication beyond his years. And I think Mark Daigneault just X's and O's and schematically does a tremendous
coach
job.
Coach of the year. He's probably coach of the year right now. But no,
so
I'm with you.
For all of those reasons, if you wanted to talk about trust in a team you trust, I think there's highs and lows of a lot of other teams. But to me, I would put them right behind the Nuggets. And if you're going to make me bank on trust, they have given me reasons throughout the course of this entire year to trust them. And a lot of names. We talk about Jalen Williams, just a lot of names that I think people don't know a ton about or do. But they're going to get a better understanding of exactly just how good they are when they see them in the postseason. But the Western Conference has been fun. Eastern Conference, too. Michael, we're going to get into what's happening over there in the East right after the break.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great Michael C. Wright, who's got his new MVP ladder out. We're talking MVPs. Two names that have been consistently up around the top five has been Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jason Tatum. Though both of those players with big games last night, despite their teams coming away with losses. And when you look at what's happened in the East, Boston obviously has set themselves far and away with the best record in the NBA, best record in the East for quite some time. But it's kind of interesting. There's some interesting matchups you look at in terms of being in the play-in, staying in the play-in, what that looks like. Nick Nurse had said that Joel Embiid will travel with the team for the first time on the road trip this weekend, not to indicate that that changes anything in terms of timeline, or the timeline still has not been said and probably still unclear in some ways. But in terms of the top, Milwaukee, the New York Knicks, Cleveland Cavaliers, Orlando right behind in fifth. But I think those two, three, four spots are really fascinating, because obviously a big part of what you're trying to do is potentially stay away from Boston as long as you can. Michael, when you look at the way the Bucks are playing, and again, inconsistency sometimes has been the name of the game for a lot of these teams. And we've seen some of that in the changes that have occurred with Milwaukee under Doc Rivers. Knicks have been playing, but for them, it's just about getting healthy. Cleveland dealing with some injuries. Donovan Mitchell expected to be back here tonight for the Cavs. Who do you have your eye on? And what are you expecting out of where things shake out here with these two through four seeds?
Ooh, they're so far behind Boston, but that 2-3-4 group is just, it's really intriguing, because as you mentioned, just think about the injuries. Like if you look at New York, you know, they've dealt with all types of injuries, but they've won 8 of their last 10 games. They are balling. Cleveland, they've had a bunch of injuries, and you know, they're in these dogfights against really good teams. Now they're slumping right now. I think they've lost 7 of their last 10. So, you know, I sort of think Cleveland could end up falling some. I mean, they got the 76ers tonight, which is going to be a really good game, because obviously the Cavs want to stay where they are or get up a little higher in the Eastern Conference. And the 76ers, they're trying to move out of that play-in spot. I mean, they're only a game and a half behind Indiana for that six seed. So, you know, it's doable. So it's, yes, very intriguing. And anybody that ends up against one of those teams in the first round, they're going to have a tough series. All of those teams are super tough. You saw it last night. I'm watching the game. It was in New Orleans, Pels and the Bucks. And I thought in that third quarter that Giannis was simply just going to will them back into that game. Because I want to say the Pels were up at least 20 points. And Giannis scores 20 straight points in the third quarter to sort of get them back in it. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And then he doesn't take another shot until like the very end of the game. And you're like, what's going on here? And so I don't know what to think about the Bucks. I do, because we haven't mentioned him, Zion Williamson. He came to play last night. I mean, there were times he was driving to the rack and they were stopping him, but he kept on coming. And eventually he kind of broke through. And I think he scored 11 points in that fourth quarter. And so, you know, he ended up making the MVP ladder as an honorable mention today. But, you know, let's keep an eye on Zion. I'm actually going to go to New Orleans next week and spend a week out there just to check it out and see if I can come back with something good. But anyway, going back to the East, yes, those three teams are going to be a problem, 2 through 4.
And like, to me, you're talking Giannis and willing thing, but even look at the overtime loss to the Lakers,
yes,
that they just had when they're up, the huge lead that they end up blowing. And that's a Lakers team that, and granted, Anthony Davis was a monster, but playing without LeBron James, and we've seen more than one of those lost leads there by the Bucks at certain times. And those are the type of things that concern me about that team, and just the continued, and sometimes too, it takes longer than you may anticipate, not only getting a new player and changing so much with Dame coming over, yeah, but also a new coach in Doc Rivers, and just all of those things factoring in. So
so do you trust
I'm
him?
Interested.
You trust him?
No,
and
I don't.
I
think they have a ton of high side in I like it, but no, you want to talk about trust. I wouldn't put that there. And to me, I would trust the Knicks before, you know, we're talking about number one in Boston. Obviously, there's some parts of Boston and closing out games. We've seen this with Atlanta, but that's with every team. We have tremendous hoops that we get to watch each and every night. So things like this happen in the regular season is very different than the postseason. But I would put the Knicks and some of the guys that they have running, what Jalen Brunson's been doing, along with the complimentary pieces, Tom Thibodeau, like all of those things. If you're asking if our conversation today is about trust, my number two team, trusted team in the East is the Knicks after Boston.
I'm with you there. And you know what's funny, Sarah? You probably don't remember this, but like back in November, you were telling me something is off about the Bucks. You kept telling me that. And I was just like, okay. I mean, it's early in the season. They got a new coach. They just got Dame. They'll get it together. But you were like, it just doesn't look right now. And you're still there.
We've seen moments. I still, yeah. And you know, I want the best for the. You got some extraordinary talent, but yeah, figuring all that stuff out. So it's going to be fun. Michael, as always, we appreciate you, your time. I'll continue to check you out on NBA TV and NBA.com. So until next time, we'll see you.
All right, Sarah.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.